In these dreams and memories, the veriest boy catches glimpses of the perpetual titanic struggle of and on the deep. Dimly discerning in his youthful way a thousand generations of heroic achievement before and through which he begins to be, and he realizes that the ocean affords such a field for the exhibition of every high quality that goes to make a man as may be found nowhere else. The deck of the ship is the arena upon which he can play a mighty part, and he loves it. In imagination, the boy now discovers a new world, like Columbus and America. In dreams, he opens a vast empire to civilization, like Perry in Japan. Sometimes he fights the battles of the free, like Nelson at Trafalgar. Or he strikes for his own flag on the decks of some gallant constitution. If he be a sportsman, he may pursue the great fighting sperm whale or angle for Jack Sharkey. If an adventurer, he may seek to pierce the icy barrier of mystery ringed about that polar star by product. If a missionary, he may carry his gospel of good tidings to dark people, ignorant of the meaning of that southern cross which flashes in splendor above them in the midnight.